All right, that's better. You got to hit the right button. Yes, this is Stating the Obvious podcast, and right now you should be listening to... that's a recording of... Never mind. I just want to start before I lose the anger. It's not even that great of an anger, but I just want to hang on to it for a moment. And I just want to convey to you how fucking tired I am of spurgs and retards. Okay, listen, you may have heard by now that I've been playing this online game, Star Wars The Old Republic. I may have mentioned this in passing, right? Okay. I'd be pausing for a drink of the hot tea every now and then. I have some hot mint tea with me here. Yesterday, which was Saturday, oh man, it was great. I had worked all week and I was doing stuff and everything. Working. And Saturday, I just said, you know what? All I'm going to do today is fuck around on Star Wars. That's my one and only commitment. If I get some other shit done, that's fine. But I'm going to fucking just play the goddamn game and have a good time. I played Star Wars for probably about 12 hours yesterday. That is no bullshit. I started, no bullshit, at fucking 0500 in the morning. And I took a break in the middle of the day for a couple hours to do some other stuff. But I plowed through that game. I kicked a lot of ass. I whacked a whole lot of things with a lightsaber. So I'm in a guild. Two of my characters are in a, actually... All my characters except one of them are now in guilds. But it's different guilds. But two of my characters are in the same guild. So the guild, this guild, they have a meeting every week. Now I know that sounds pretty exciting, right? Oh, we're going to have a meeting. A bunch of people that play an online computer game, we're going to have a meeting. And I don't know, we're going to talk about our feelings or we have diversity training. I don't know. So we're going to have a meeting. So I went to the first meeting ever, right? And so they're using the Discord. And so I created a Discord account for this to participate in the guild meetings. Because once again, I've never done this before, right? This whole, what do you call it? MMG, MMO, whatever it is, playing games on the internet. I've played games on the internet. It's called dating websites, but I'm talking about this kind of game. I've never played this kind of game on the internet before. So all of this is new to me, right? So I'll try things out. I'll experience this. It's like, it sounds kind of retarded and dumb, but you know what? I'll go to this meeting. Let me see what's going on. Maybe it'll be interesting. So I'm like, fuck. So I create this fucking Discord account and I go into the Discord. And this is ahead of time. I go into the Discord. And like, what's in the Discord? And the Discord is filled with shit that's not really interesting, and it's kind of organized, and I see kind of how the organization works, but it's annoying, and it's one more thing I got to fucking log into, and it's one more social, it's just one more fucking thing I'm just not that interested in. Because I got shit to do. All right. So the meeting time comes up, and we go and we meet on the flagship, and I got to give you guys a little bit of background information here so that things I talk about make sense. You got the Imperial side and you got the Republic side, otherwise known as the Imps and the Pubs. So the meeting alternates each week. One week, you meet on the Imp side. Next week, you meet on the Pub side. So we meet over on the Imp side, and you got to go up to the fucking flagship. So you go up to the flagship, and everybody's hanging out, and they're talking on the Discord. So you're running around with your character on the flagship, and you're doing whatever, and you're checking out other people's characters, and you're dueling with people. Yeah, all right, it's a good time. There's a dance floor. You can put your character on the dance floor, and your character will dance. You can, like, moonwalk and do the shuffle and all this shit. So, all right, it's fun. In the meeting, in the Discord, they're talking and the people are talking and the guy's talking about, all right, I need people to participate in the game so we get points. And if you don't participate, we're going to kick you out of the guild. I'm like, okay, that's reasonable. And we're going on about, so there's the guild bank and you guys, you can't take money out of the guild bank for your own personal use. That's not what it's for. And I'm thinking, well, all right. I mean, if on one hand, you shouldn't have to explain that. But on the other hand, if you give people access to a bank and the bank has money in it, I mean, why shouldn't they take money out? I mean, if you can, you will. If you don't want people to, then don't give them the access. But I don't know, whatever. Maybe it's a bunch of noobs or some shit. I don't know. Maybe they're like me. Maybe they're new. They don't know. Right? So you're this new player. You come to this bank and there's all these credits in there and you can just take the credits out. You're like, well, fuck. Why would you not take the fucking credits? So that's the meeting, and there's a little more talking, and then the guy hands out some free stuff. He gives away 1,000,000 credits to everybody and a free item, and it's cool. All right, that's fun. And we run around some more, and we duel with each other. So then we go to the next meeting, and we do some more stuff. Hey, let's all pose for a group photo. You know, everybody gets in this desert thing, and we get in pictures and stuff. All right, good time, you know, fun stuff. All right. And there's elements of everything we're about to talk about sort of creeping in through all of this. But today is Sunday. Today is January the 31st in the year RD, retarded dystopia. In the year of our Lord and Savior, Biden, whom we are riding with. We are I got my Biden bucks. Oh my God, guys, I got my Biden bucks. I got 600 Biden bucks, you know, to compensate me for the entire fucking 10 years of my life. I worked building myself up as a fucking lighting designer, which has now been destroyed because a bunch of fucking women and boomers are scared of dying. And so we've shut down the fucking economy here in Colorado because we're so scared. So in order to compensate me for everything I've lost, fucking Biden, the pedophile, gave me, the child toucher, gave me, I don't know if he touched a child before he did it or not, he personally gave me out of his own pocket. He put it in the envelope himself. I got it in the mail this week. I got a fucking credit card with my 600 Biden bucks on it. Everything's okay now. Everything is okay. I don't mind having my chosen profession fucking destroyed and being placed in a spot where I now have to fucking reinvent who I am and what I do and start all fucking over at the bottom. Because you know what's important to me is that some fucking boomers that are standing around drooling on themselves don't die 6 months earlier than they would have otherwise, and that women feel safe, and fuck it all. So I go to the fucking guild meeting today. After having a great time yesterday playing the game, man. Had a fucking great time. Go to the guild meeting on the Discord. And as normal, okay, everybody's talking at once. Discord's cutting in and cutting out because the audio technology isn't that good. People are talking over each other. Okay, so the leader of the guild, the guy who owns the guild, he's talking, and while he's talking, he's like working on something, trying to repair something outside. So you've got his voice, and because he's using a voice-activated microphone, so he's talking, but then also his mic is cutting in when he's banging on things, and his mic is cutting in when the wind is blowing. And he's going on about how, well, you know, you got new people. I know I've told you this before, but you've really got to understand that the money in the guild bank isn't for you to take out of there. You can use that for summons and you can use it for repairs. But other than that, you can't take the money out. That's not how it works. When you go to a bank, you don't just go to a bank and take money out of it. I'm thinking, okay, you've said this how many fucking times and people still can't figure it out. Maybe, just maybe, this is just a theory. I'm willing to be wrong. Maybe they're fucking retarded. Now, it goes beyond maybe they're fucking retarded. Here's the thing. You control the guild because somebody asked him this question. They're like, well, who is it that can take money out of the bank? Because I can't take money out of the bank. You have ranks in the guild, right? Obviously, you have to have ranks. The person who owns the guild, he's number one. He has his lieutenants. They're like rank two. And then you have people rank three. And it goes on down. I think I'm like rank eight or nine or some shit. I'm a noob. And so somebody asked him about this. And said, well, do you know who's doing it? He says, yes. We said, do you know like what rank they are? Well, can anybody take money? He says, no, you have to be rank, I think he said six or better. And the person's like, okay, well then why don't you just take the people that are taking money out of the bank without permission if they're rank six, make them rank seven. And I'm thinking, okay, this person sounds intelligent. That seems like a pretty lot. And fucking the leader of the guild's like, well, but they do a lot for the guild. They get us a lot of points and stuff. It's like, well, then guess what, bitch? You got to make a choice. If you want their fucking points, then you got to put up with their bad behavior, don't you? But why do we have to hear about that? If you know exactly who's what you do, I mean, it's a fucking computer game. Everything you do in the computer game is logged, right? When you go to the guild bank, which I can look at the guild bank, and I don't want to bog down this, but like, so it's the vault, and you put money in it, and you put items in it, and there's certain areas where I can put items in that I want to donate, and there's areas I can take out one item per week. So it's like it's a drop and grab, right? Your character, you got a bunch of stuff, you just go to the vault, and stuff you don't want that other people might want and can use, right, you put it in there. And then you're there, you're like, oh man, I see this thing over here. I'd like to have that. You can take out one thing a week. You put in, as far as I can tell, an unlimited number of things. I've donated some stuff. And then you see something you like, you take it out. So at my rank, I can take out one item a week. And then I get money from the guild that I can use specifically to repair my broken items. Because in the game, you're playing, like you fight. If you lose a fight, your lightsaber gets damaged. You have to pay money to repair it. Okay. So at my rank, that's all I can do. So you've got these people, they have a higher rank, and that allows them to just take apparently unlimited money out of the fucking bank. And the guy's all fucking upset. The people are taking money. And so now, see, this blows away my previous theory that, hey, maybe the people taking money out of the bank don't understand they're not supposed to do that because they're noobs. Okay, well, if you're ranked that high by the guy who runs the guild, and you're ranked that high by the guy who runs the guild because you're racking up so many fucking points, when you run around, you do stuff, you get conquest points, okay? So and when you get conquest points, it helps out your guild, right? So obviously, the more conquest points my character gets, the more that benefits the guild. All right, so these characters are running around racking up conquest points, so they can't possibly be noobs. So they know what the fuck they're doing. So what's left? Well, they're fucking retards. That's what's left. And I gotta fucking hear about it. I didn't come to a guild meeting to fucking hear you complain yet again about the fucking retards taking the money out of the fucking bank. Dude, if you don't want them to do that, have you heard of email? You can send email in the game to another character. So anyway, I didn't finish. So in the vault, when you put shit in the vault or you take stuff out of the vault, there's a log. The log is public. I can look at the log. I can see who put stuff in the vault. I can see who took stuff out of the vault. So if these people are taking money out of the bank without permission, look in the goddamn log, see what the character's name is, reduce the character's rank, or throw them the fuck out of the goddamn guild. If you don't want to do that because they're racking up a bunch of points, then guess what, Buttercup? I guess you have to fucking suck it up. So bend over and shut your fucking mouth. But stop over and over and over and then sending out emails. Hey, guys, remember, you can't just take money out of the bank. Dude, send an email to the fucking characters doing it. I don't need this fucking email. I got enough goddamn email in real life. Yes, you can go into Star Wars and you get email in the fucking game because I don't have enough emails to deal with now. I read my emails and I go whack something with a fucking lightsaber. I feel a lot better. If only you could do that in real life. Oh, read an email. All right, let me hit something with a lightsaber. and be a lot better. Now, one might make the argument that too much structure can be a bad thing. But one can make another argument, and this is the argument that I would make, is that not enough structure is also a bad thing. So we got these meetings, and there's basically no structure at all other than just showing up. And today was the fucking epitome. So we meet over on the pub side. Starship. There's another, it's the word I already used. I can't remember it because I fucking have anger. I need to hit something. I just need to whack something with a lightsaber. But I'm actually not going to play any more Star Wars today. I got it out of my system. Yesterday, I got it out of my system. I logged in today for the guild meeting, but I was not intending to play because I got enough Star Wars in yesterday to last me for a couple of days. I am good because I got shit to do. The guild ship. That's what I'm with. The guild ship. So we meet over on the pub side guild ship. And we're all running around there thing. And the leader of the guild, he's doing his thing outside with the voice-activated microphone, making all kinds of noise, complaining about the same thing he's complained about. I think this was my third meeting or maybe my fourth. Complain about the same thing he's complained about every fucking time, which is people taking money. We've covered that. It's easy to fix. Fucking fix it. Or shut up about it. So everybody's like, well, we should do something today. Well, let's do this thing. So now we all got to jump over to the Imperial side. I'm like, wait, hold on. I just showed up here. Can we just, what? And now this is where it really goes to shit. Okay, first let me do this because this will be shorter. As we're going through this stuff and, oh, the other thing that I've had to hear at every guild meeting from our leader is how, well, the guild is filled with different people and they're in different places and different cultures and we all got to get along with each other. And I'm like, oh my God, where's the drama? I don't see any drama, but I don't know. But if there's drama over here, once again, can you just stop being dramatic? Guys, it's a fucking computer game. Stop with the goddamn drama. We're going to have drama. So then some guy gets in the fucking Discord. Because here's the thing. It's the Discord. Anyone can talk. All you need is a fucking login to the Discord and have a microphone on your computer and you can mouth off. Or if you can be muted, then apparently nobody either knows how to do it or has the fucking balls to do it because I got to hear idiots talking. So some moron jumps in there and like, well, I heard some stuff and people just need to understand that I'm on medication and I just can't cope with this stuff. I'm going, oh my God, no. No, fucking Spurgs. No, this is not what I am here for. Then, wrapped around all of this, is a woman. Or possibly a tranny. You can't really tell on the internet. I suspect it's a woman, a real woman, from the behavior.
Well, we need to do this, and everybody needs to line up, and we need to be over here. And okay, everybody's going to go over here, and that's all done, and now we need to do this. We're going to do this. All right. You need to do this. You need to send a message to all these people. Okay. Now we need to get over here. Everybody needs to get over here right now. Okay.
Okay. My favorite. Here's the best part. This week and last week, both. She's like, well, we need to hurry up and do this. We need to hurry up and do this. I have family in town. My family is here right now. My family is waiting for me. So we need to hurry up and do all of this. So today they decide they're going to do this op. Okay, 50 person op. It takes 50 people, 50 players. And so you gotta coordinate 50 fucking people. And she goes, well, we need to hurry up and do this. This is really difficult. My family is here and they're waiting on me. We need to hurry up and do this. Okay, sweetheart. Number one, shut the fuck up. Number two, get your bitch ass into the kitchen and make me a fucking pie. Number three. Why are you playing games on the internet, especially when, as you claim, you have a husband who is evidently bringing home all the money, because given the amount of time that you're on this fucking game, it's obvious you don't have a job. And furthermore, if your family is in town, literally Hitler, guys, last weekend, she's like, we have to hurry up. My family is waiting for me. We are going out to eat. We have not had food all day long. We are leaving. We need to go eat. My family is waiting on me. All of you have to do what you're doing faster to benefit me, so that I can go out with my family and eat. Like, bitch, if your family's that fucking important to you, walk away. It's a goddamn computer game. Will you? Fuck you. Like, just fuck you. Just fuck you. You other 35 people in the Discord, you need to hurry the fuck up for my benefit, because I has vagina. And my family is waiting on me. Yeah, if your father was a fucking man, he'd walk out the goddamn door. I'm assuming you have a father. If I had a daughter and I was visiting her and it's like, we're going to go out to eat, and she's fucking around on a goddamn computer game, I'm going to walk over there. I'm going to pull the fucking electric plug. Bitch, if your family, get off the fucking computer. The fucking computer game will be there tomorrow. Okay, the guild, we don't need you at the meeting. You don't even own the fucking guild. You're just this fucking woman that the guy who runs the guild lets come in and shit all over everybody. And oh my God, you say anything to her, she doesn't like it. Ram, that fucking claws come out. And of course, her name is like Cat something, or because she thinks she's a cat, because this is what fucking all women do. They think they're cats. And you know, if you disagree with her, then she comes after you with the claws out, and all the beta male simps, oh, you go, you get him, yeah, we're right behind. I'm just like, oh, Jesus God, like everything women touch, they just poison it. I just want to play a fucking computer game. I run around on some ops with the other guys, fucking hit some shit with a lightsaber, fry some shit with some force lightning, but no, I gotta listen to this fucking broad screeching at me over a shitty Discord connection, telling me that I and everybody else need to hurry the hell up because her family is waiting for her. And she's going on about how difficult it is to organize a 50-man op. Well, you know what, woman? Here's the fucking concept. This is a concept for all of you. So this comes right back to what I talked about. Too much organization versus not enough organization. There's a guild meeting every fucking week. You can send emails. Why don't you decide ahead of time what the fuck you're going to do and send out a notice so that everyone knows? I mean, today, so we're on the fucking pub guild ship. So then they just decide, spur of the moment, oh, we're gonna go to the Imperial guild ship because we're gonna run this op on the Imperial side that requires 50 characters to do it. Okay, so you gotta log out of your pub side character, log into your imp side character, get to the place where this is gonna happen, and then you gotta have 50 people show up. And she's going, yeah, you need to hurry up. You need to hurry up. Sweetheart, maybe if you'd have let everybody know like 3 days ago, hey, we know the meeting is on pub side. We're moving the meeting to imp side. We're going to do this op. It's a 50-person op. Let's show up. Everybody show up. Be on time. Be ready to go. We need 50 people. You know, please have your friend. What the fuck ever. It's called prior planning. It's called coordinating. It's called having an agenda for your fucking meeting. It's called planning things ahead of time. It's one of the things that you women claim to be so great at, you know, right along with communications. If by communications you mean screeching at people on the fucking Discord to hurry up because your family's waiting for you, then yes, you're right, sweetheart. You're really fucking good at that. You're fucking fantastic at it. But if by communications you mean conveying useful information to people who can use the information and care about it, you're a complete fucking failure. In less than an hour, these idiots have managed to sap away all enjoyment I was getting from the game. I'm not going to quit the guild because I can still use the repair funds, because repairing shit can get expensive. But I'm pretty sure I'm done with going to the guild meeting to see what's going to come out of it. Because, I mean, you once again, I told you, you get him, the guy who runs it gives everybody 1,000,000 credits. Oh, and they run a lottery. Where you put 1,000,000 credits into the lottery, and then, you know, if it's 10 million, if it's 10 people, you got 10 million credits, they pick the lottery winner, the winner gets half of it, so 5 million credits, the guild gets the other half, 5 million credits. I mean, it's a perfectly cool thing, but it's just putting up with the levels of fucking drama and trauma and the screeching and the hurry up and memedication and you guys need to stop doing this thing that I don't want you to do, but which I could stop you from doing by just pushing a fucking button on my computer, but I don't want to do that because I'm a fucking retard who's got a voice activated microphone while I'm banging on something with a hammer outside while the wind is blowing. It's just fucking retard, Spurg retard. We have the ability to utilize the internet to communicate with other people. We can play a game. We can all see the same visuals. We can get our characters together in the same place. We can get together. We can take a screenshot of ourselves all together, these representative icons of ourselves, and we can speak to each other. We can hear each other's voices and talk to each other over the magic of the internet, and that's what we fucking do with it. We take it, and we take this incredible fucking technology, and we just use it for fucking spurging. Hurry up! My family is waiting! My family is waiting!
I can't cope with it! I'm on medication, and I can't deal with my medication!
I mean, this is what we do. And this, my friends, is the retarded dystopia. We have the power of dystopia to spy on people all around the world, to listen in. I can listen to what is happening in a fucking room on the other side of the planet Earth and hear it almost instantly. That is the dystopia. And the people I'm listening to are whining about their fucking medication. That's the retard. Retarded dystopia, year one, it's here, it's not getting better. We are riding with Biden. Put on your safety belt, hide your children. What else do I want to talk about on this show today? Hi, happy Monday, guys. How's it going? No, it wasn't last week. It was the week before. I was about to say last week, but it was not last week. Last week, I worked my ass off again, which was good because I made a fair amount of money. Week before that, did have a day off in the middle of the week. I think it was Wednesday. It was Wednesday. And man, it was nice. Holy shit, the weather was great. So I went hiking. And I did a clary hike, because normally when I go hiking, I like to putz along, you know, I'm taking my time and, you know, smelling the flowers and, say, looking at the girls. There haven't been that many of them lately. But yeah, taking my time, smelling the road, blah, blah, blah. Thinking, you know, did thinking. Well, this time it was warm and it was sunny, but I knew that the window was going to be short. So I headed out to the hiking trails and I very deliberately picked where I was going to go. Now, I think it may have been the last hiking trip I told you about, right before this one, where I told you guys about how I hit the trail and there are so many mountain bikers that I spent the entire time dodging mountain bikes and it was rather frustrating. It was not as frustrating as dealing with fucking spurgs and retards on Discord, but it was fairly frustrating. None of the mountain bikers stopped to tell me about their medication. So I went hiking to the same place, and I picked that because it's got a little bit of elevation, but for the most part, the trail follows along on the side of a ridge. So you're going along the trail, and you look to the one side, and you're down into the valley. You look to the other side, you're looking up to the top of the ridge. Furthermore, because of how the whole thing is situated, when you get out there, say after about, well, it depends on the time of year, winter, starting about 10 a.m. until the sun goes down, till around 4-ish, it's in the sun. There's very few trees, and you're on the side of the ridge that's facing towards where the sun sets, right? So on this day, there was no clouds, so it was sunny. So I knew there'd be sun hitting me the entire time that I was hiking. So that's why I chose that path, because I knew it'd be good and warm. This time I remembered to wear shorts instead of long pants because otherwise I would have been dying. And got out there and it was warm and it was Wednesday, so there wasn't a lot of people on the trail because they were all in their cubicles. There are very few mountain bikers. And because I had a short window, I didn't get out there till like 12:30-ish or something like that. And I knew where I wanted to get to. And I said, all right, I'm doing a Clary hike. I'm going to fucking power in. I'm going to power out. Because I needed the exercise. This has been after a week and 2 days of working my little tail off. And I just needed to get the stress out. Needed the fresh air, the sunshine. You know, needed more vitamin D because I don't have toxic enough levels of vitamin D. I needed some more vitamin D. By the way, I still haven't died. Still not dead of the toxic levels of vitamin D. Although, let me briefly say, I did back off a little bit on the vitamin D because I will admit 180 might be a little more than is needed. I think the reason why, I'm assuming, because as I mentioned, I didn't test my vitamin D levels before going into this, so I don't know where I started. But when I started the elevated vitamin D, most of the stuff I had read had said that, you know, initially it took some elevated doses to get people kicked up from the low levels they were at. So I was overdoing it a little bit in the beginning to try to get that kickstart, to get that front-loading effect. So I have now backed off some from the front-loading effect, and I've backed off, and we'll see where my levels are. But the point is, I got some vitamin D added to the vitamin D I already have, and I still have not died from vitamin D toxicity. So in my mind, because I know the trail, I picked the point. I said, that's where I want to go to. I'm going to get to that point. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to go back. Should be able to get there in about an hour, get back in about an hour. Hit it. I hit it hard. I hit it just as hard as I'd like to hit this fucking woman on the Discord telling everybody they got to hurry up because her family is waiting for her. I got out there in an hour 20 minutes, got back probably in about an hour 15. It was a great hike. It was so good. Let me throw this in real quick, because this will be a short one, and I'll tell you a longer story. You guys will recall I did the podcast where we played the episode of Escape Pod, the science fiction podcast that didn't have any science fiction, just had a woman talking about her emotions and, of course, expecting other people to hurry up because her family was waiting for her. So I listened to the next episode of Escape Pod that I listened to. So they do the introduction. You heard this in the podcast. So they do the introduction. And the author is a homosexual. Now, if the author is a tranny, I automatically just skip to the next episode. End of discussion. I'm not going to read or listen to anything written by a tranny. It's just not happening. If it's only a homosexual, I'll give it a shot. I'll let it slide long enough. I'll give you a few minutes. So the story starts off with a man. And of course, so the writer, we use the term writer loosely, right, is giving us these details. So the story starts off and the character is a man. And I'm like, well, okay, this is an improvement so far because most of the time over on Escape Pod, the protagonist is always a fucking woman. It's amazing. One thing, I really should. You know, I don't have to listen to it. I could just go to the website. Because the stories, just in case you didn't know this and just in case you care, and just, I mean, you know, if you have time, if you're not in a hurry because your family is waiting for you, if you go to the pseudopod, or, well, pseudopod too, the Escape Pod website, at least this is true last time I looked at it, because everything can change on the interwebs. They publish the full text of each story. So it actually would not take that much time to go over there and just scan through, say, the last whatever number, 10, 20, 40, 50, 100 stories. 100 might be a bit much. Honestly, I think 30 would be a good number. Scan the last 30 stories and see how many of them have a female protagonist. I would be willing to bet. I will bet. How much would I bet? How much would I really, truly bet? I would bet I would put down, I'm debating between 4 and 5. All right. I would put down $500 that over 55% of the protagonists are female. And I suspect it's going to be I really think it'll be a lot more than that. I would not be surprised if it's as much as 80%. I don't know if I'd bet on 80% because if it's 79%, which is pretty damn close, then I lose my money. But I would set $500, I would put down that it's 55% or better female protagonist. So anyway, we go into the story. The story starts. It's written by a fag. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. Starts off, the main character, the protagonist, what appears to be the protagonist, appears to be a male. I'm like, okay, there's a start. So we ascertain that the male is outside. Okay, we ascertain that the male is on a dock by a body of water. Okay, and then we ascertain that there are frogs. Frogs, F-R-O-G, frogs, ribbit, like Kermit the Frog. Frogs, because any minute now you're going to start saying, wait, the Great One didn't just say what he just said. That can't be what he said. Because no, why would anyone write that and why would you call this science fiction? Well, because you're a homosexual. That's why. There are frogs in the man's hair. Okay. There are frogs in the man's hair while he is outside on a dock by a body of water, and he is laying down on the dock, and there are frogs in his hair, and another man is sucking his dick. And that's where I said, okay, I don't need to hear any more of this story. I can skip to the next one. I had to hurry the fuck up, because you see, my family was waiting for me. Now, interestingly, the next story was actually pretty fucking good, because it was written by a man. If I remember correctly, he had a wife, so he might even be fucking straight. He still might be a beta. But anyway, it was actually a good story. It was a story about a long story short. It was, okay, and it started off. It's like about this robot probe on another planet, and the robot probe has a stuffed monkey. Let me say that again, because you just said, what? No, he's not spanking his monkey. It's a robot probe on another planet with a stuffed monkey. So it started off, and I thought to myself, this is really fucking weird. I'm not sure this makes a lot of sense, and I don't know where this is going, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Number one, stuff happened. Nobody talked about their emotions. In fact, the stuffed monkey and the robot probe, which was simply a computer program moving around some fucking hardware, neither of them had emotions to talk about. No one talked about their emotions, and things happened. Stuff actually happened. And by the end of the story, the stuffed monkey made sense. It came together, and I'm like, holy shit, a science fiction story that involved science and fiction and didn't have any feelings, and shit happened. The story after that, whatever it was, it went back to shit rapidly, but there was one good science fiction story. So let me tell you this story, and this story's not good. You may remember, you, my friend, if you're not in a hurry because your family is waiting on you, you may remember that the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, who's been on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 16 years, who is right, who is always right, who has always been right, who will always be right, who has never been wrong. You may remember that the Great One's modem from Quest, no, CenturyLink, they used to be called Quest, CenturyLink, and I think they changed their name again. My modem, the Wi-Fi took a shit, right? I told you the saga. Okay, so the replacement still didn't show up. So the last part of the saga, I call again. Now the first, the third, whatever it was, hour on the phone. Okay, so I call back again. I talk to the first person. Well, they go talk to their supervisor. They come back. Okay, well, we can't help you. We got to transfer you over here. Okay. So they transfer me over there. I talk to this person. They say, yeah, see, I can't help you here. I got to transfer you to this person over here. I'm like, okay. So I transfer over there. Talking to person number three. We're going through that. You know, I got it. Let me go talk to my supervisor. I don't know what to do. Okay. Oh, my God. So he talks to her. They come back. Yeah, I can't help you over here. We got to send you over there. I'm like, great. Just fucking send me. Just transfer me. Talk to the fourth. Yeah, we're going to send this thing out. Okay, great. We're going to send this out. Fantastic. Like an hour, 15 minutes, four people, two supervisors may have finally gotten. Now, remember, this is what we're trying to do here. Just a brief reminder. We have here an internet service provider. This is a multi-billion dollar international corporation that has the ability to monitor, track, and record every single thing I do on the internet. And don't tell me to get a VPN, because whatever VPN company you have, when the government knocks on their door, that company is going to turn over all the records they have. I don't give a shit what that company told you in their fucking propaganda write-up on their fucking website, okay? We had a multi-billion cuckbuck international corporation that knows everything I do on the internet. And all I need them to do, other than fuck off and die, all I need them to do is to take a box. Now we got this box. There's a fucking cardboard box. Inside the cardboard box is a plastic modem, which was made in China, like everything else in our fucking society. The box is there. The plastic modem has already been manufactured by little Chinese people. It's sitting there on a fucking shelf. All they've got to do, all that has to happen, is for one person at this multi-billion cuckbuck international corporation to take a fucking piece of paper, write my address on the piece of fucking paper, put it on the box, and then use some clear packing tape and zap it onto the fucking box. Yes, you could print a goddamn mailing label, but I'm not even going to ask that much of you, because then you would have to know how a fucking computer works. I realize writing it on a piece of paper is equally complex, because these days, who has paper? And who can write legibly? Then, having done that, which doesn't to me seem like something that should be beyond the ability of a multi-billion dollar international communications corporation, you take that box with the address and you hand it to somebody who works for the multi-billion dollar international corporation known as UPS. And they put the box on this thing called a fucking truck, and they drive it to where I live, and they pick it up off the fucking truck, and they carry it to my door, and they fucking sit it down. Now, you would think that two multi-billion dollar international corporations might be able to combine their talents in order to move that fucking cheap-ass fucking plastic modem that was made in China, made it all the way to the United States from China, other side of the world. The modem got across the fucking ocean just fine. But two multi-billion dollar international corporations cannot get that fucking plastic modem from a fucking warehouse in bumfuck Iowa to me. So after hour 15 minutes or so, after talking to four people and two supervisors, they tell me they're going to send me the modem. Great. Fucking hang up, call back the next day. I said, hey, here's my fucking number that I was given. Can you give me the track? Guy gave me like a tracking number for the shipping, but they gave me a number for the incident. That's an incident number. So I call him and say, hey, here's my incident number. Can you give me the tracking number for the package? And she gives me a tracking number. And I'm like, that's not the tracking number. That's a tracking number that was because I've had multiple tracking numbers. No, that tracking number, that's something that already came out and went back. It says if you put this in the UPS tracking, it says this was delivered 2 weeks ago. That's not the number. So, okay, well, and she gives up with another number and gives them. I'm like, no, that's not the number. That was delivered a week ago. So this thing was shipped yesterday. It's nothing. She can find no tracking numbers. Call back the next day after that. I say, hey, here's my incident number. Do you have a tracking number for this? They gave me a tracking number. It's the wrong one. They gave me another tracking number. I'm like, no, this has already been delivered. Look, it's done. No tracking. And I, that was it. That was it. That was it. I just stopped. I got the modem that's broken, that does not have a fucking Wi-Fi transmitter. I got a fucking Wi-Fi transmitter that I had bought the last time I went to visit my mother down in Texas, because she has internet, but she doesn't have Wi-Fi. So I bought a fucking Wi-Fi transmitter to plug into her modem, so it'd be Wi-Fi in the house so I could use my computer without having to hardwire in. And the broken modem and the Wi-Fi transmitter I already had are working just fucking fine. And I've just given up. Because this, my friends, this is the fucking retarded dystopia that we live in. We got two multi-billion dollar international corporations, one of which monitors all the communications going in and coming out of my fucking house, and the other which delivers objects around the fucking world day after day after day. What, millions of employees between the two of them? How many trillions of dollars? How much technology? And these two entities combined together cannot figure out how to move a fucking box that has a 17-cent plastic modem that was made in China from point A to fucking point B. You can get two people, those two people, they can engage in sex for 7 seconds, which will then give rise to a baby being born. That baby can then grow up, go forth, found a corporation like UPS or CenturyLink that's worth billions of dollars, and then hire a fucking 200,000 people. And those 200,000 people combined are in fucking capable of getting a package fucking delivered. And that, my friends, that is the fucking retarded dystopia. And this podcast is over because I gotta go, because you know exactly why I have to go. Don't fucking kid yourselves. My family is waiting.